listener production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. The Riverina is paying tribute this Anzac Day to the men and women who fought for our country and those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. We've already seen a good turnout to dawn services, with many more expected at other services and marches throughout the morning. New South Wales RSL President Mick Bainbridge says crowd figures in our state are normally pretty high.
30% of the veteran population of, I think it's 580,000, we have 30% of that veteran cohort living in New South Wales. So it's great to see more people become involved.
Meanwhile, Premier Chris Minns has delivered a poem at the dawn service in Martin Place in Sydney.
Though Gallipoli's graves may hold them and her whispering waters hide, the years have no power to part you, nor the width of the world to divide. And today, as you stand to salute them, they too will be here at your side.
Based on the last census, over 1,500 active defence personnel currently live in the Riverina, along with nearly 3,500 veterans. Meantime, Ken May from the Wagga RSL sub-branch says it's nice seeing the next generation taking part in today's commemorations.
There's always lots of young kids, you know, they're standing in front of all the people as we march up Baylor Street. We have all the schools, both high and primary schools, involved.
And keep an eye out for a Vietnam War-era fighter jet performing flypasts later this morning. The Dragonfly will be flying over Cootamundra, Junee, Wagga and Tamora from 11 a.m. Also making news this morning, Griffith Council's been forced to close its animal enclosure at Lake Wyangan. An audit by the DPI found it failed to meet welfare and safety standards. The animals which live there will be rehomed, including 2 emus, 4 goats and 11 deer. And Wagga Airport remains among the best in the country for on-time departures. A new report shows 83% of flights to Sydney left on schedule in March, placing Wagga among the top 10 in the country. Rex had the least number of delays for both departures and arrivals compared to QantasLink.